Coventry bin workers defeat strike-breaking Labour Council. Dave Griffiths, Coventry Socialist Party, after over 27 weeks of strike action, burning through two braziers, and in temperatures ranging from -8°C to +40°C, workers have won a wage deal that the council could have paid from the start. Instead, the Labour Council made public attacks on the workforce, organised strike breaking through an alternative workforce, and suspended a union rep in an all-out attack on the workers' union. But the council seriously underestimated its workforce. Their win was made possible by the sheer determination of the HGV drivers, the complete backing of Unite the Union, and the solidarity given to the drivers from people in Coventry and around the country. During the dispute, Unite also stopped funding to the regional Labour Party and suspended over 20 Labour city councillors from the union. The HGV drivers' dispute was a significant strike from a national perspective. It has both inspired and become part of a wave of disputes across Britain as workers fight back against the Tory war on workers. A war that seems to have been joined by Labour. It is the longest strike in Unite's history, say conveners Hayden Jones and Pete Randall. During it, Refuse workers have won pay awards across the country. Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham tweeted, "This win shows the new direction of Unite the Union. We will defend our members' pay and conditions however long it takes. This continuous action has delivered real terms pay increases for our members." Unite National Officer Onay Kassab said, "Unite members relied on the strength of collective action which has secured yet another win for workers. Congratulations to the Coventry HGV strikers." Labour disgracefully, the council is attempting to play down the financial value of the victory. The pay rise equates to the grade 6 that the drivers were demanding. Unite explains that, contrary to the untruth being spread, this is not based on an extension of a normal working week. The rate for new starters will increase by 8%. In addition to the pay rise, a lump sum payment of £4,000 will be offered to those workers who wish to work the Christmas period. Labour leader Keir Starmer dismissed the dispute in Coventry as part of his standing up to union symbolism. His remarks merely strengthened the workers' resolve. He has recently doubled down on his failure to support workers, telling MPs not to attend picket lines, and sacking MP Sam Tarry from Labour's front bench. Little wonder that, as well as their union pride chant of "Unite, Unite, we stand up and we fight," the workers' main chant was, "Labour by name, Tory by policy." The drivers have given support to numerous disputes in the area over recent weeks, attacking not so much a standard of living crisis, but what they call a crisis of greed from the bosses as profits soar. The workers have become a true band of brothers and sisters. Having defeated the attack on them, they will return to work heads held high. But they are aware that it's not over, that what's forced out of them today, bosses will try to get back tomorrow. The same unity that they have shown will be needed, as will strengthening the union, because whoever becomes Tory leader will continue a war on services. Labour's refusal to resist that means we remain under threat. There are many lessons from the Coventry dispute and two in particular stand out. A fighting union first, the kind of trade union working people need. That is, a fighting combative union. This needs to become the norm and Unite in its new direction, and in other unions. Drivers remain angry that the path to their deal was disrupted by another union. Secondly, what kind of political representation workers need? Following the attacks of a Labour Council and Labour's utter failure to respond to the crisis workers face, shop stewards have discussed asking the union to disaffiliate from the Labour Party. A new political voice is needed. Unite and the trade union movement will have to draw all the necessary conclusions from the lessons of the Coventry HGV strike and what we have seen from Tory light blue Labour